This is Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the Ballgame on Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.
Been waiting for this interview all day. Welcome back, Idaho Sports Talk. Prater in the Ballgame, hitting up that Fat Guy's Fresh Deli hotline. Welcoming one of the best players in Boise State basketball history at Idaho Sports Talk, former NBA player and current head coach of the Delaware Bluecoats in the G League, the great Kobe Carl with us. Kobe, appreciate the time today. How are you?
I'm excited. It's good to hear you guys' voice. I'm obviously excited about what's going on in Boise. So it's good to hear you hype me up. It's always nice to see hear about the past, because that's not the way I see myself today.
Kobe, I love it, man. I'm going to start you off, though, on kind of a tough subject for you. I had no idea, you know, we were going to talk today, January 26th, obviously being a sad day in your memory. It's a sad day for a lot of folks in the sports world, because 2 years ago today was the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna. Kobe was a former teammate and a friend of yours. How have you, Kobe, dealt with this tragedy being 2 years? How is his memory still with you? I know you and Kobe were cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, he was gracious enough to take some time with me after we parted ways as teammates, you know. And I appreciate that. Obviously, who he was as a basketball player and what he's done for the world is has been incredible. And then, you know, his passing has garnered even more attention, rightfully so. You know, for me, it's just appreciation that I was able to spend time around someone who was able to do things that, you know, basically allow us to believe in greater, you know, to think that, you know, greater things are possible if we put in the work, if we believe in ourselves, if we keep working at it, if we find love and passion in what we do. And that's what Kobe allowed for me. And, you know, I was very thankful that I was able to sit down and see him probably about a year before he passed. And that day was, I was in the G League still, and we were in Santa Cruz, California, I remember. And it was a very difficult day just to even fathom, you know, especially with losing their daughter as well. So, you know, when things like that happen, I always think about the family. So I think today is a day that we can remember their family, and that's very painful for them still.
You know, Kobe, I've talked to you about Kobe Bryant before too, and you know, you said he wasn't an easy hang all the time. He wasn't Joe friendly as a teammate. He had this mentality, he had this standard, and he did everything he could, practice, weight room, to push everybody as close to his standard as possible. How did he impact your life the most with that Mamba mentality? Do you draw back sometimes and think about things he's said to you? It seemed like he's had an impact on your life, Kobe Carl. What type of impact has he had?
Yeah, I mean, I think you alluded to maybe a story I shared with you guys last year. Was I was talking to Phil Jackson when we were out in Montana at his house, and I was talking about a conversation with Kobe that I had, and Kobe, I was sharing with Kobe that I thought I admired Phil the way that he handled, quote unquote, Kobe and like handled our team. And, you know, Phil was able to address the elephant in the room that Kobe was aggressive and selfish at times. And he empowered the team and the others to stand up to Kobe and, you know, not give him the ball when he's asking for it. And I thought that was pretty cool from a coaching standpoint, because, you know, you need to address those things in a team situation. And Kobe, like, stopped me, you know, like, mid-conversation, we were on the phone, and he's like, no, you don't get it. Like, all that stuff worked because of me. And like, that kind of was like a pivot in my mind. I was like, what is he talking about? And I'm sharing this with Phil, and who I respect, like, he's been like a second father to me later in my life and through my coaching career. And, you know, Phil kind of thought about the conversation that I was sharing, and Phil was like, yeah, he's probably right. which, like a guy as successful as Phil, and you think you're smart, but like, I think the understanding from a coaching perspective is like, the players have to do it. And I think that's a good reminder for us as teachers, as coaches, is like, it's not about us. It's always about, we got to figure out how to empower them to be better. And then, you know, as a leader, as a coach, we can hold a standard that they need to be able to reach, but also we need to hold their hand in that. Whereas as a teammate, you can always drive forward and ask them to follow, because they can see you work, they can see you compete, they can see that mentality. So I thought it was that kind of changed my life when I heard that story, shared it with Phil, and then heard his perspective from a coaching standpoint as well.
Talking to Kobe Carl, former Boise State basketball star, now the head coach of the Delaware Bluecoats of the G League, talking about Kobe Bryant, the second year anniversary of his tragic passing. You've talked about the impact he's had on you. What kind of lasting legacy, before we dive into this Boise State basketball winning streak, what kind of legacy does he still have in the professional basketball world? How often has Kobe Bryant talked about in your world?
Oh, I think he's this generation's Michael Jordan. I think all these guys saw him play. There's no doubt that Michael doesn't impact them as much as Kobe does. And he carried himself in this mythical way, right? He was kind of aloof and away from the crowd. He didn't follow. He was from Italy. He was kind of the quiet kid and awkward and just to himself. And even in his early career, he was the 18-year-old, 17-year-old, whatever he was, kid that was taking bad shots and doing his own thing. So he has this like rebel mentality that I think a lot of these younger generation respect, and you see it in their play, you know, sometimes being a little more selfish, but like they're pushing the boundary of physical limitations. They're pushing the boundary of work and skills. And I think that's where we see our game today is these players are doing extraordinary things that because of his path that he shared with these guys, like Devin Booker and a bunch of other guys that he's mentored. So I think, you know, that will be his legacy forever is like, if you put the work in, if you stay at it, if you stay committed to it, and you focus on like competing and winning and pushing yourself, that you can accomplish great things.
All right, Kobe Carl, let's dive into what's going on here in Boise, Idaho. It's a beautiful thing right now, a 13-game winning streak. I know you're loaded up with your basketball, but I would imagine you take a quick peek every now and then. What do you think of these Boise State Broncos, of what you know about them?
Yeah, I unfortunately haven't been able to watch a lot of them. I watched the highlights from Utah State game, which, you know, gave me goosebumps and great memories seeing them get a win on that court. One of the hardest losses of my life was at Utah State, giving up a big lead at the end of a game. So it felt good to see them pull that one out. And to be honest, like, because I was there a year ago, the whole year listening to you guys on the radio, seeing what they went through the previous year and how difficult that was, you know, even for me, watching Coach Rice go through it, watching the team go through it, as they struggled at the end of the season, I'm just really happy that they turned it around. They had, you know, obviously they had a early stretch where it was, you know, 50-50, and to see them flourish in this manner is, Matt Bauscher started putting together a text chain with all of our old teammates, Kurt Cunningham, Tyler Tiedemann, Matt Nelson, you know, all these guys, Mark Sanchez.
Love it.
And, that's fun to galvanize a community. And I'm hoping that's what it's doing to the Boise community.
You know, Leon and this staff, Kobe Carl with us, they're getting their opponents to play out of their comfort zone, you know, which is really tough to do, as you know, in basketball. Jeff Linder doesn't want to score 62 points a game like they scored last night with Wyoming. But, you know, how hard is that to get guys to buy in that we're a defensive team? Everything we're going to do is coming off the defensive end, and we're going to make you work your butt off. Your dad pulled it off brilliantly with the Sonics there in the early 90s, changing that whole franchise and the way they played. Now you've been a professional, you're coaching, you've played. How hard is it to get for a coaching staff to get guys to really buy in defensively?
You know, it's funny, I have a different perspective on it. I'm kind of going through it here in Delaware with our group, and we have a defensive identity. You know, my dad had a defensive identity in Seattle. Obviously, the team that Coach Rice is coaching now has a defensive identity. And, I look at it from a coaching perspective, and I just want to give Coach Rice all the credit. You know, I think it's we forget that Coach Rice was an offensive coach.
Yeah.
And we forget that, you know, that's what he was kind of known for. That's what he liked to do. And I think we need to give him credit to, that he's shown that he can adapt, you know, and sometimes you have to accept your player's identity. You have to accept the team that you have and work to their strengths. And he, you know, obviously they're doing an incredible job of that right now. So it's, I think more so than getting them to buy in, I think it's Coach Rice accepting that this is what we have, and we're going to do our best to work to their strengths, and we're going to put them in situations to be as successful as they possibly can.
Kobe Carl, head coach of the Delaware G League franchise, the Philadelphia 76ers affiliate. All right, Kobe, let's dive in to the Blue Coats. You guys won 11 of 12 games in this November-December NBA G League showcase, and now you've won four games in a row. It's got a beautiful, beautiful thing. Things are going well for you as a head coach. You're seeing success on the court. What's working?
Well, like I just alluded to, our group was focused from day one. You know, I think it starts with the guys that we brought in, and our general manager, Prosper Kawongo, brought in a really good group of guys that are highly motivated. And then, you know, they had a defensive mindset in training camp that we kind of just picked up on, and we saw that our energy was there. And then we challenged them throughout the journey. You know, we challenged them to step up in difficult situations. We challenged them to, you know, show up when it wasn't easy. And you know, in our league, we lose guys, we lose starters. We bring in assignment guys from the Sixers. So, our mentality from day one has been, the Bruce Lee, you know, famous interview was "Be water, my friend."
Nice.
And being able to adapt and figure it out as we go. So that's been our mentality. And they showed up, and, you know, the G League had this format this year where we were actually able to win a championship, you know, kind of similar to the European Cup system. So we won, like, the Showcase Cup, which was an incredible experience. That in itself, we had, you know, I made shirts for the guys, but in 14 games, we won 13 out of 14 and obviously won the championship. We had 12 different starting lineups.
Wow.
And we had four call-ups, and, you know, we had the game that we won the championship. We had no Philadelphia 76ers assignment players or two ways, and we just lost one of our best players to another 10-day. You know, so, like, all these guys stepped up. The MVP of the Cup wasn't even in our lineup 2 weeks before that. You know, so, wow. You know, these stories are why I do it, but, you know, it never stops either. So now we reset the record. We go back to 0-0, and we try to do it again.
Also, former member of the Idaho Stampede with us, Kobe Carl. Kobe, you know that level of basketball as a player and a coach. You've been at different franchises now, Los Angeles and now in Delaware. What's the level of the G League for people listening to this program who really don't pay that close attention to it? Like, could the best G League team contend in the Euro League and be one of the best teams? Like, is it better now than it was when you played in the league? Kobe, where are we with the G League right now?
Yeah, I think the league has been incredible. I was just talking to a guy who's been coaching the NBA for about 40 years and, you know, been a college coach and seen the maturation of it. And we were just talking about how talented these guys are, how ready they are. I mean, for example, Charlie Brown Jr. was one of our just regular G League roster players. The Sixers decided to convert his contract into a two-way so he could play with the Sixers. And, you know, Doc Rivers started him 2 games ago. And he played him, you know, close to 30 minutes a game. So it's not that far away. It's just, you know, these guys, it's just situation and timing, as usually it is in life. And, you know, we're trying to prepare them for that opportunity. So it's, yeah, the level is, it's, I don't know about EuroLeague because the money is just so different that, you know, they probably have some NBA level players over there, but it's not far off. There's no doubt about it.
Kobe Carl, we missed the days of you and your dad hanging around down at Boise State doing your basketball thing. I got to tell you, your dad is still one of my favorite follows on Twitter. He gets after it. He gets a little spicy. He pokes a bear every now and then.
Hell yeah.
How's your dad doing?
He's doing well. He has a little conflict in the air through Twitter. He has fun with it. It's... You know, sometimes I wish he won, but, you know, he's having fun with it. I think it's all playful, and his intention, I think, is just to have fun and and just talk some basketball and have a little truth out there. He's good. He actually flies into Philadelphia, and then we're a 30-minute drive from Delaware tonight. So he'll be here. We have 3 games and 4 nights coming up. So he'll be here for that. And my half-sister, little sister's in Denver. She graduates from high school, and then he'll be, you know, an empty nester, and we'll figure out the next step for him.
I love it. Only 5 coaches in the history of basketball have won more NBA games than George Karl. Great stat there. Kobe, I know you got a long way to go to catch Pops in that category, but hey, man, let's win the next one. Let's keep this going. And we really appreciate you not only being a listener here to Prater in the Ball Game, but also coming on whenever we need you, man. Really appreciate you, Kobe. Best of luck.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
That's why you're listening to Idaho Sports Talk, bringing the hardcore interviews like that. Big stuff with Kobe Karl. Great interview. And Prater's just going to get better from here. How about Abu Kijab talking on closing out tough games? He had something interesting to say last night following the victory. JP's got that audio. We will give it to you next. But first, for the biggest and best selection of premium dog food, go nowhere else but Zamzos. You have 13 locations in the Treasure Valley. They also have toys and treats for your dogs as well. It's not some big box store, right? It's Zamzos. You know them and you love them. Nobody knows like Zamzos. KTIK, the ticket.